The Evora side of the Lobo border is still closed 2 days after assurances of its reopening for usual border business. A chief collector of the Ghana Revenue Authority, Samuel Buama, is suggesting further deliberation between the two countries on the issue.
As usual, there's no work. So what do I say? I can't say anything.
So we are losing a lot of revenue at the end, right?
As usual, that is true.
Do you think it's possible that if government goes to the Ivorian authorities to talk to them, it will ensure that their border is opened?
That's what I can tell. I can't say.
Chief Collector of the Customs Service, Samuel Buama, she talked to Gloria Anderson.
And still on Côte d'Ivoire, an international relations expert, Dr. Yao Gebe, says it is important for President Mahama and the President of Côte d'Ivoire, Alassane Ouattara, to meet and discuss the common vision and dreams for the two countries. He said the recent happenings which resulted in the closure of the country's borders is unfortunate and suggested that President Mahama works to extend the democratic peace Ghana is enjoying to other neighboring countries. Dr. Gebe was sharing his views on President Mahama's address at the UN General Assembly on Behind the News.
It's unfortunate that recent dissident activities on our common border will paint some kind of background as if Ghana is supportive of the kind of activities that nationals of that country have indulged in. And I share in the position of the president that Ghana will never destabilize our neighbors, or for that matter, Côte d'Ivoire. It is important for our president, John Dramani Mahama, and the president of Côte d'Ivoire, Ouattara, as early as possible to meet at the highest possible platform to discuss our common vision, the dream for the sub-region, the fact that we all share in this democratic peace, the democratic dispensation that we are all enjoying.
Dr. Gebe also noted that President Mahama used the platform well by talking about critical issues such as the forthcoming elections and security.
The president did not hesitate at all to talk about our preparedness to ensure that the elections is conducted freely, fairly, and transparently. I think that is the platform for which we should be operating, to send a clear message to the international community and to our neighbors that indeed our demonstration of consolidating our democracy is true and real, and that we want to send the same message across the length and breadth of the African continent. And then two, the issues of security that he talked about, our own developmental path, that we want to grow our economy, allow investment to flourish in this country, and actually make Ghana to be the hub of industrialization. I think these are the more important issues that the president touched upon.
That was international relations expert Dr. Yao Gebe commenting on President Mahama's address at the UN General Assembly.